This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So the Braden Report is out. Teneo is the name of the company, about recommendations to keep the French Quarter in New Orleans secure. We had some conversations already with Glade Bilby, president of French Quarter Citizens, and Mike Pearlstein, WWL Louisiana investigative reporter. And one thing that kind of stuck out to me was that they talked about, when it comes to police protection, that during Mardi Gras, the police officers shouldn't accumulate in one place, that they should spread out and stand in different locations individually. But what strikes me about that is, for the longest time, other police departments and law enforcement agencies have looked at NOPD as the gold standard when it comes to crowd control and other things as it relates to Mardi Gras. So I don't know if that's contradictory or not. That's my opinion. Let's see what Aaron Holmes thinks, executive director of the Vieux-Carré Property Owners, Residents and Associates, VCPORA, about some of the things that have come out so far. How you doing, Aaron?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Tell me your thoughts on what you know of the Braden Report so far.
Well, you know, it just came out yesterday. I think I got my hands on it around 5 o'clock, and so, of course, I went immediately to it to peruse it, and there weren't a lot of shockers there, because we were kind of anticipating the major point, which was to completely the major recommendation, I should say, which is to completely pedestrianize Bourbon Street. But then there were some other interesting notes on how they plan on phasing out a more comprehensive securities package over, you know, 6, 12, 18 months and situations like that. So I'm still getting into the details, but it's interesting.
So it's a little early for you to let me phrase it this way. Is there anything that you saw that made you happy and excited and thought would be a good thing, or something conversely that made you think, oh, Lord in heaven, this is not going to work?
Well, I think this is a situation of managed expectations. I think, you know, this firm, Teneo, was hired to provide a recommendation. And I think that what they've done is provided a set of, you know, policy initiatives that, you know, if money were no option and if we had all the resources in the world, we could certainly do this. But I think that it doesn't take into account, you know, what it's going to take to fund things like that, the implementation, the logistics. It just says, here's a recommendation. Now it's up to you, New Orleans, to implement it. So I wasn't surprised. Definitely, we've been hearing that the recommendation was going to lead to a hard closure of Bourbon Street. And of all the meetings and conversations I've had, I don't see that completely working. I see a modified system working.
One thing that kind of stood out to me was that First of all, any city, anywhere, they could send this report not as it relates to Bourbon Street, but almost to any city, anywhere, because you can do with unlimited resources everything, you know, pretty much to make it absolutely secure lockdown. That comes with the loss of some things as well. And the other thing I thought of, Aaron, was that New Orleans is a nice destination for people, especially location for the Super Bowl because of its compactness, because you can walk from here to there. You don't have to get on a bus or a car and drive 40 miles like you would in California, here to there to another thing or other cities. And I just wonder if this report would not be better suited to anywhere USA as opposed any big city USA as opposed to New Orleans. That's what kind of stood out to me. We'll get your thoughts when we come back. 820 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The Teneo report, the company of which Bill Bratton is a member, has come out about recommendations, number of things to improve security in New Orleans, including closing Bourbon Street to traffic. Aaron Holmes is our guest.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
It's executive director of the VUCRA Property Owners, Residents, and Associates, VCPORA. And Aaron, you have a master's in urban planning, do you not, from UNO?
I do.
So you know what it takes, and it's not just, you know, a volunteer thing with you, and that you just let me put it this way: you know what you're talking about. That's what I'm trying to clumsily say. With all that,
I like to think I do.
Yeah. With all that being said, as it relates to my thoughts earlier, that this plan would apply nicely to any big city USA. Maybe not so much New Orleans because of the compact nature of it. And also, it's always a trade-off. You can, like a builder building anything, it's like, you got the money, I can do anything you want. And it's the same thing when it comes to locking down a city or making it absolutely secure. Thoughts on all of that?
Yeah, I was thinking about that during the break. You know, it does feel like this was not really tailored for New Orleans. Of course, there's references to Bourbon Street and the parades on St. Charles. But if you think about it, you can't bubble wrap this city because people have a tendency to gather. And it's just the natural way of New Orleans. So if it wasn't Bourbon Street or the Uptown Parade route, it could be any of 100 other sites where you're going to have a congregation of people. And we have such a strong festival season, and just your everyday kind of joie de vivre, your people are going to be outside, and essentially you're always going to have a target. That being said, you know, when they're looking at Bourbon Street and they're essentially saying shut it down and you guys go figure out how to do this, well, you have businesses that say, I can't limit my vendor deliveries between a narrow window. And furthermore, the plan actually recommends a closure of the pedestrian mall on Bourbon Street, which is an entire block with outside of what is considered the entertainment district. So you have a block from St. Anne to Dumaine that is entire, what's, it's zoned residential, and it's about half residential, half businesses. And so this plan is basically saying that those residents that live on that block, well, they can't access their homes ever again via through a vehicle. So it's not really taking into account the nature, the reality of New Orleans, of the French Quarter, and how we choose to live.
And that's why I wanted to bring out the fact that you have a master's in urban planning from UNO, because it's not just a New Orleanian that lives in the quarter that has an opinion on this. That there's some education to back it, I guess is what I'm saying. And that did jump out at me at the report that, okay, this is pretty much common knowledge. You can make anything safe if you want, but I don't know that it's necessarily, as you said, tailored to New Orleans other than some references. Thoughts on, do you think you were, had enough of a voice in the process? Did they contact you or people that you know to ask what you would like to see or not? Or was it done strictly on their side?
I would say the latter. To be honest, they, even in the report, they mentioned that they had three separate closed door meetings. Mm-hmm. And within these meetings, you know, of course, the first meeting was with the, you know, the administration, the top brass. And the two subsequent meetings were invitation only, and they were extended to business owners along Bourbon Street and maybe a couple on Royal. But I did attend the third one, and frankly, I snuck in. Mm-hmm. But I noted that there was definitely a lack of voices from other stakeholders in the French Quarter. You know, other the residents, number one, but businesses that would be impacted that maybe not work just on Bourbon Street. And then you have the workers' voices. And then, of course, as I learned later, there was a big commotion about Royal Street coming from the street performers based on a rumor that went out that said that Royal Street should be closed. So what we did was we went to NOPD and we said we really need to have another meeting, a public meeting, so that people can understand what's being proposed. And we did have a meeting about a week ago, a little bit more than a week ago. And that was an interesting meeting as well, because I think about 250 people showed up. But at this point, the report had already been finished and given to the city. It just hadn't been shared yet.
I think the fact that you had to sneak in speaks volumes. Thank you, Aaron Holmes, Executive Director of the Vieux-Carré Property Owners, Residents, and Associates. And y'all remember when you go to the French Quarter Festival this weekend that it's a neighborhood as well as a tourist attraction or an attraction for locals. 8:30, we come back, we'll talk to Mandy Landry. Some bills that she's pre-filed for the session that starts next week seem to make sense to me. We'll talk to her when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.